here in North Kivu and in many cities of the eastern of Democratic Republic of Congo, people are enjoying this victory. Not only members of his political party, but a lot of citizens in eastern Congo were supporting Felix Tshisekedi. And, you know, when campaigning, the President Tshisekedi was accusing Rwanda and was saying he will fight against Rwanda so that the Eastern Congo gets peace. And this is what made a lot of people in Eastern Congo, especially here in Goma, take President Tshisekedi as the best person to lead DRC in the second 5 years.
What do you think went wrong, Jaffa, especially for Mr. Fayulu, who claimed to have won the 2018 elections? He received just 5% of the vote, according to CENI.
I don't think there was something wrong with Mr. Fayulu this time. First of all, we must know that even in 2018, there was not a Fayulu candidate. Fayulu was the candidate of the opposition. And behind him, there was Moise Katumbi, Jean-Pierre Bemba, Adolfo Mozito. There was biggest politicians of Congo who were not able to participate on the election regarding the problem they had with the Congolese justice and the case of Jean-Pierre Bemba with the international justice. So all of those people called their members of political party to vote for Fayulu at the last election. But this time, Fayulu was himself. So Fayulu lost all the support what he got last time. That's why this time he didn't have even 10%.
Of course, with so many candidates, the question becomes, would the opposition have won if they had rallied behind a single candidate?
Exactly. If opposition had only one candidate, he could maybe get more voices than President Tshisekedi, but unfortunately, that's what they didn't do.
We hear that Fayulu and other candidates, opposition candidates, are going to challenge the results. What should we expect?
3 days ago, Moise Katumbi, via his X account, said that he won't attack election at the Constitutional Court because he's not trusting on the judge at the Constitutional Court. So he called on people to take their destiny in hand and push President Tshisekedi to leave because he didn't organize good election. And today, just after the proclamation, Martin Fayulu did the same. He called people to go on street and to push President Tshisekedi to reorganize good election so that Congolese people can vote their president.